From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There are only 3 days left until Americans cast their ballots for president, but there's no shortage of drama. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the country for speeches in key states. In Reno, Nevada, Trump had to be rushed from the stage by Secret Service agents during his speech. Police tackled a man in the crowd and removed him from the auditorium in handcuffs. However, there are no confirmed reports of the man's identity or why he was removed. Afterwards, the candidate thanked those who protected him.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped. Never, ever be stopped. I want to thank the Secret Service. These guys are fantastic. They don't get enough credit.
Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton told supporters that every vote counts and they cannot afford to be complacent.
More than 37.5 million people in our country have already voted. Now, why are they out there voting? Because I believe they are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America.
With less than 3 days of campaigning left before most Americans cast their ballots, polls show a tightening race between the two candidates. A Real Clear Politics poll average shows Clinton slightly ahead of Trump, 46.6% to 44.8%. Be sure to tune to VOA on Tuesday, November 8th, for full election coverage. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says this week's deadly clashes between Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. General Charles Cleveland says Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz were done to protect American and Afghan forces.
What we know is that we've had Afghans who have been martyred, we've had Afghans who were wounded, Afghan soldiers, and we've had American soldiers who were killed and American soldiers who were wounded.
Provincial authorities say at least 33 civilians were killed, half of them children. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. The protest erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrest to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants that are backing or battling, that is, the Ankara government. Iraqi government forces continue to fight their way through the city of Mosul. As Edward Uranian reports, the Iraqis are meeting stiff resistance from Islamic State fighters in the city.
Iraqi government forces traded artillery fire with Islamic State militants as they attempted to advance into areas of eastern Mosul. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Buildings which might have been used for cover by advancing Iraqi forces have been destroyed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pope Francis has denounced what he called the scandalous amounts of money that governments and world institutions have found to save ailing banks, but not suffering people, including migrants who are dying as they try to cross the Mediterranean.
El Mediterráneo.
The pontiff said Saturday the Mediterranean has become a cemetery, and not only the Mediterranean Sea, the cemeteries are all the walls in the Mediterranean region, walls covered with the blood of innocent people. Thousands of migrants have perished trying to cross the Mediterranean from Africa to Europe. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.